Facebook Fan Offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Belleville Indoor Shooting Range is a proud supporter of the shooting sports, and now they're building a second range in Bridgeton to serve both sides of the river. To identify their new, bigger market, they're putting the same great name on both locations. That name is Metro Shooting Supplies. That way you'll know it's the same people bringing you the same quality service on both sides of the river. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or on Facebook. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville, Illinois, and soon to be in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Damn, woman! I just gave you sweet loving 5 minutes ago. Are you trying to kill me?
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I know there are some people who tuned in last week for the first time. They'd never heard this station. And they tuned in and they heard Bill Cleveland. And they thought, hey, you know what? I like this station. I like what I hear. 3 to 6. Well, bad news, people.
Yeah.
That was temporary. This is the real deal. You're not going to like this, probably, but welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I have about 80% of my voice. Luckily, I didn't lose it all. And I yesterday at the airport last night, I thought, uh-oh, I'm going to have laryngitis, which I haven't had for about 15 years. So I have enough that I can get through the show. I want to start by saying I feel sorry for people who don't listen to this show. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know why they don't listen. Maybe they're stupid. Maybe
they're not happy.
Maybe they just never stumbled on it, don't even know it exists. But if you ever take a trip with us, and our super loyal listeners who are virtually a family, you'll get it. But it starts with listening. So I say to the people who accompanied us this last week, let's give them a round of applause. Probably the single best and easiest trip we ever had.
Yeah.
What a great bunch of people. Now, one of the people who was scheduled to go with his wife, who was unable to go, but he sent in a sub, was John Londoff.
That's right.
Who is right now in the studio with us.
Oh.
And is somewhat sad once he's heard some of the stories how good a time everybody had. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Londoff Jr.
Yeah.
John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Good, and I'd also like to share with people, before we went on the air, we do a little sound check, and we have John check his headphones. I said, let us know if they're too loud or too low. The only concern he had was every time he took them off, is my hair messed up?
Right.
How's my hair? How's my hair look?
That was just for fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were kidding.
I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
John's a funny guy.
I don't want to make John feel bad about... see, I didn't say a word about your nose.
You were going to.
He sensed it.
He sensed it.
The quicker we get to it, we just get it over
get
with.
Get it out
behind
the way.
Us, get it over with. That's right.
Now, he feels bad enough that he wasn't able to go, and he had a good reason. There's a relative, it's your aunt, I believe.
Correct.
Who,
right. Dee Dee.
Aunt Dee Dee, who's now living with him, and that kind of all happened just before the trip. So he sent in his sub, Bruce Weiner, and Bruce's wife, Vicky. And how about it for Bruce and Vicky?
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of you listening right now go, well, who's that? What are we talking about? We didn't get to go on the trip. Stay with us. It'll be worth listening, even if you weren't part of the trip. And hopefully what will happen is next year, if there is a next year trip, you'll want to go. And I realize, as I do every year, there are people who just can't go. It's a tough economy, and I get that. But I think there are people who could go and don't go who should have. And next year we're gonna make you want to go just from the video you're gonna see on our Facebook page and from the stories we tell. Now to make John, and I don't really mean to make him feel any worse, but you know Tom Price was with us,
right.
Thompson Price, and his wife Candy. And Tom Price signed for 12 new kitchen jobs on this trip.
Oh yeah.
Now. Wow. I don't want to make John sit here thinking, oh, man, I could have sold 12 cars. It's not
That's
about
unbelievable.
That. Yeah, well, I'm just pointing that out to you so that next year maybe you'll find a way to go. Would you consider going next year?
I bet Bruce sold a lot of service repairs.
No, he repaired a lot of cars.
I think people were asking him questions.
I said, Bruce, are you going to try to drum up some service customers? He said, I'm on vacation.
Leave me alone. I'm going to the beach.
Yeah. I don't even want to discuss a car this week.
Yeah.
That's what the.
Well, he had a great tan. I saw him today.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Bruce is representing one of our very good advertisers, Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Most people in my position, you let the client win if you play golf. Nope. I beat him by one stroke.
Wow.
Not afraid of victory. Not afraid of the consequences, not afraid that he might come back to St. Louis and go, John, that guy had the audacity to beat me. And then John would say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh,
in front of everybody?
Making fun again.
You know, you look like everybody. You should be on TV. Like
I mean, you're just a gracious...
Oh, don't tell him that.
No.
You look like a newscaster on TV.
A newscaster?
And now that he's in the studio...
A sportscaster.
Not on the phone, through the microphone, he's got a good radio voice, too. It's a...
What are you people trying to do?
Well, I'm just saying. It comes across better on the...
I don't hear it.
Thank you. Thanks, Tina.
I don't hear it.
He looks a little like Julius Hunter. That's what he reminds me of.
Oh.
Julius Hunter.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Nothing.
What's that mean?
No, I'll tell you, he looks like Julius Hunter. Bruce Weiner. Did you see how much sun he got?
Yeah.
Oh, he got some sun.
He looks like Julius Hunter. It was a great trip. I mean, a great... We met some new people. Over half the people had traveled with us before. So we'll have some stories, but John wanted to come in today for two reasons. We shot some video today, and I don't know what the timeline is. I don't know when this is going to be up and online. Probably pretty soon. But what'll happen... is if you listen online, when it says, you know, click here to listen online, you click it, and up will pop a video of me with John, because for the next year, that listening to this show online will be sponsored exclusively by Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Oh! Yeah.
Thank you.
So he came in shoot that, and I said, hey, as long as you're here, you want to stick around and sit in with us, hoping that he'd say no. You know, he'd be busy.
Right.
Oh.
And I figured, well, he's busy. He's not going to. He'll never take me up.
Don't believe him.
He'll never take me up on it.
That's not true.
But he did.
You were practically begging me to stay.
Okay. But I think you wanted to thank people because it's the end of a month, and it's the end of what is usually not a great month.
No,
for the
I mean, you know, January starts off, you know, we've had great weather, but December, people buy a lot of cars that last week of December, but... You know, whether it's the weather, whether it's the great products that Chevrolet has, whether it's some unbelievable, you know, offerings that are out there. And, of course, you have great listeners that want to come in and have a great experience. We've had a really, really, really good January. And it's not over yet. And we still have all night tonight and then all day tomorrow.
And the weather hasn't hurt.
67 tomorrow. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful.
And here's the bad news about this trip. The bad news was we kept checking the weather. Oh, 40. But the good news was we get home today, 65.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So
you brought the weather with you.
You know, we don't want to come back to that.
Oh, shock to the system. No, we might keel over.
So it works.
You don't have coats on and stuff when you get back.
Yeah.
Just goes to show how special you are, Frank. The weather comes with you.
Well,
you know, that's amazing.
Here we are another year. How many years have you been on this show? Do you even know?
I can't even remember.
No,
it's
really,
just been like
six
yesterday.
Six or seven. What is it?
It's seven.
7 years.
Well, yeah.
Thousands of vehicles later. And before you leave, is there anything else you want to sell something real fast?
I just want to thank you for all of you for reaching out and taking such great care of Bruce. Can't stop talking. Of course, he's very busy. You know, unbelievable guy. He and Vicky had a great time, so thank you for taking good care of them, and thank you for getting him home safe, because he is a key proponent, big part of our team.
They were pretty quiet. They were a nice, quiet couple.
They're very quiet.
Yeah.
He really is.
They're serious. They're deep thinkers, but they're a lot of fun, as you found out. They're a lot of fun, and he is so committed to Landoff Chevrolet and our great customers.
Well, he must be. He's been there 28 years.
Yeah, 26. Almost a little over 26 now.
Didn't he stretch it, try to make it sound like
28? Yeah, he tried to make it sound a lot longer.
Did he show up?
It's just like being on the show. You forget about
time. You lose track of
time. Lose track.
Did he show you? He really is dedicated. I saw him applying sunscreen on his back one day in the shape of a Chevy logo on his back.
Wow.
Have you seen
that's
that?
Unbelievable.
Wow. He had a bow tie.
So that when he tans, he takes his shirt off, the Chevy logo
would be white.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
You haven't seen that? He didn't show you yet?
No.
Is dedication.
No, Ian, I'm glad. I'm glad
have
you won't show me his back.
Off. Yeah. Take his shirt. Have him take his shirt off.
I cannot see Bruce taking his shirt off ever at work.
And as far as his wife, Vicky, she won, and it's an odd contest, but we have a contest we call the Darkest Tan and Whitest Teeth Contest. And Vicky Weiner was the winner.
Darkest tan, whitest
got
teeth.
Some nice white, pretty teeth.
And, you don't hear about a contest like that going on too many trips.
Nope.
That makes that trip a very special one.
We're different from the other people. but it wasn't. We're glad to have Bruce with you. He turned out to be a great addition. And my guess is he'll want to go again.
Every year?
I think everybody who went to this trip will want to go back. And again, for you folks who weren't able to go, we got a couple little stories we'll share. And we are going to have some video. It's not all up yet. Is some of it up?
Yes, I have four different videos up on our Facebook page.
So it's facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can see some of the video. John, I'm sorry you couldn't make it.
Well, Frank, I know that we would have had a great time, but be honest. You say that you wish that I would have done the trip, but there's really a person that you wanted on the trip more than me.
Your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy. Wow. That's right.
As long as we're being honest, I don't know why you wouldn't have said to Mimi, look, babe, I'm assuming he calls her better. Because I can't go doesn't mean you can't go and have a good time.
Right.
And I'm going to put you in Frank's hands and then trust him to see that you have fun.
Yeah, I don't think I'd say that.
See the sunscreen is applied properly to you.
No, right. Listen to you. Yeah, I don't think,
Skin cancer is
maybe I'm going to put you in Frank's
hands. That's what I would have done.
That sun was hot.
I would have sent my wife anyway.
Didn't your wife say something you were going to share with us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we break, and before John leaves, a lot of you may not know my wife. She's embarrassing. The people who've been around her have seen her embarrass me.
That is one of the videos, too, on the Facebook page, Meet Frank's Wife.
Well, she does never go very long without saying something that's just flat out ridiculous, and it's embarrassing. And I always preface these stories by saying, and these guys have witnessed it. I'm not making this stuff up. If this didn't actually happen yesterday on the tarmac, going toward the plane, if I am exaggerating in any way, I want a bolt of lightning to split my scrotum. Okay?
Ouch.
That's how true this is. We're walking out on the tarmac because you don't go through those tunnels. You walk up the steps of the plane and you go out on the pavement. And we're walking. And one of the people with us in our group in line says, boy, it's more humid today than it has been all week. And my wife says, well, that's because of the high humidity. I stepped away where I wouldn't be near her.
But you know what?
That's because
right.
of the high
but
humidity.
Yeah, she's not incorrect.
She's right.
I mean,
no.
Literally, she is right. But when somebody says, boy, it's more humid, you just don't say, yeah, it's because of the high humidity. That's like if somebody says, well, you know, it's hot today. You don't say that's because of the high temperature.
Right. And you know those two people probably walked away later saying,
that poor friend.
Trying to figure out what.
No, you know what they said? I feel so sorry for that guy.
No, they wouldn't.
Then he has to be embarrassed like that. She said that.
She just wants to get on the program with Dave Murray. That's her. She's applying for a job as a weather lady.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, I hope she gets it. We could use the extra income.
How about the text message from Mimi? Speak clearly.
Said to you?
Yeah. Now that's love.
You mean just now?
Yes. Yeah. Honey, how is this? I love you. How's that better?
Oh, my God.
That should get me an extra piece of chicken.
What she's out there thinking when I said
chicken.
When I said if it were me, I just said, Mimi, you go on without me. She's sitting there thinking, yeah, that's exactly what should have happened. Well, it's nice to have you here. You've only been in one other time, and that was many years ago with your dad.
Yeah, many years ago.
His birthday.
We had a great time. Thank you.
A long time ago. All right. Well, continued success. We will help you sell as many Chevys as we can starting tonight.
Great.
Tonight.
We're here. We're there late.
All right,
late,
John.
Late. Thanks,
John Landoff Jr.,
thanks,
everybody.
Kids.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a couple of stories for you. We'll take a lot of phone calls. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Speak clearer.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weil and Tim.
William is on southbound 270. William, good morning.
His name's McGraw.
I left my house in Winghaven at 6:15 this morning, and I just got to 270 south.
Weekday mornings at 6.
John, you have a quick question?
I just wanted to see if he would rate my sports reports over the last hour and 40 minutes superior.
Well, I actually just turned you guys on because I was trying to get the... I kept flipping through stations, and you guys really wanted to put traffic going, so...
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, William.
Not a problem.
On the Big 550.
Lock it in and rip off the knob.
KTRS.
Let's head back to the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center. Check in with Tim Weil and Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, northbound Kirkwood Road, there is an accident right now. It's got two lanes blocked, two left lanes, it looks like. Also on, wait a minute, they've got this in here wrong. It's at Lindbergh and Lime Ferry. All right, then on westbound Highway 40 between 270 and Mason, you've got some slow traffic. And then eastbound 70, you're looking pretty good there. Eastbound 40 starting to get a little bit heavy as you come over the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want a steady flow of customer traffic coming through your door? Constant Contact combines email marketing and social media to help you reach more customers in more places. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Check in with Alton this winter and check out the best eagle watching adventures in the entire Midwest. Alton is the number one destination for eagle viewing in the St. Louis area. Begin your adventure at the Alton Visitor Center, the official eagle watching headquarters, where you get the latest scoop on the active eagle sightings. Then get banded by the staff of the Alton Visitor Center and grab the official Eagle Watchers guide directing you to the top eagle watching hotspots in St. Louis. Check in at the hotspots from Hartford to Alton to Godfrey and Grafton. The meeting of the Great River National Scenic Byways offers the most eagle watching activities in the entire Midwest. Extend your eagle watching adventure into a weekend getaway with special overnight packages available. Plan your eagle adventure at eaglewatchstl.com or call 1-800-ALTON-IL. That's 1-800-258-6645 for a free Eagle Watchers guide. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not. Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings since 1983. 1983? That's a long time. Don't let bad wings happen to good people. Trust the original. Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World-Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Lacefield Music is opening its first full-time store in Chesterfield Mall on February 3rd. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and for years, people have asked Lacefield Music to open a full-line piano store with our adult piano classes in the Chesterfield area. We are so excited to be able to do that this year. This store will carry our full line of Kauai Grand and Vertical pianos, our full line of Kauai Digital pianos, Pearl River and Hailoon acoustic pianos, Lowry organs, and a large selection of sheet music. And of course, we'll be offering our adult piano classes. Remember, unlimited adult piano classes come with any keyboard purchase. Most people dream of owning and playing a piano. At Lacefield Music, we make both of those dreams come true. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business that makes learning to play the piano fun. Visit us online at lacefieldmusic.com or in one of our St. Louis area locations, South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our brand new location on the upper level of Chesterfield Mall.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You gotta love a flat-cut brisket. Baked, braised, stewed, or barbecued, there are about as many ways to cook it up as there are games over the weekend. And whether you're the tailgating type or more recliner inclined, its big, beefy flavor and fall-apart tenderness make the flat-cut brisket a cut that you can count on. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Missouri's Cattle Farmers. To learn more about lean beef, visit moobeef.org.
Back, fresh, back from the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana. Good to be back to 67 or something? Degree weather. We welcome your calls. You might want to give us a report card on how Bill Cleveland did. I don't know if he had anybody in here with him. You can tell us that. We didn't listen while we were gone. Hey, we're on vacation, so report card on him will be welcome, or anything else. Questions you might have, or fill us in on anything that big might have happened while we were gone. You know, I checked the post-dispatch a couple times while we were gone, only two or three times, and TV stations to look for stuff, and pretty uneventful for the most part, I think. That goofy thing in Alton where that guy ran his truck in and saw that. And then the other thing, it wasn't in St. Louis, but did you see that that Interstate 75 wreck in Florida?
It looked like a movie.
From that
scene.
Fog, and it was a combination of fog and fire smoke. Whew. I mean, that was pretty nasty. Here we go, 314 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Harry is up, and I would imagine that is Southside Harry. Hello, Harry.
Yes, sir, it is Southside Harry, and you guys had a surprise guest down there.
We did?
His wife?
My wife, Barbara, was down there with you guys.
Yes, she was. I got my picture taken with Barbara and...
Barbara and Linda.
Really? Yeah. She really enjoyed all the people there. She thought that was really...
Well, I wish she had come up and said, I'm Southside Harry's wife. She never told me.
She did. She came up to me and told me, and she said, I got to get my picture taken with you.
Telling you doesn't count.
I know.
She told me.
I know.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad she had a good time, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Look at these phones. These people are either thrilled we're back, or they're calling to say, bring back Cleveland.
Right.
Bring back Cleveland. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, just wanted to let you know Bill Cleveland did not suck.
Good.
Oh,
that's good.
he was pretty good.
Well, good. That's what we like to hear.
Not as good as you guys, but he was still pretty good.
And that's what we like to hear, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Lynn, you're up. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Lynn.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Long-time listener and a Facebook follower.
All right.
And I did post on Facebook that the guys did a bang-up job last week filling in. Even though it was big shoes to fill, they did a pretty good job.
Who was on besides Bill?
Well, Tim was in, which was nice to hear him, since I only hear him doing the traffic reports.
Right.
But he was in studio, so they're bantering back and forth about different subjects.
Good.
And then Josh was the Eon role, but after about the third day, he finally got it.
Well, Peon still hasn't gotten it.
So. Right, yeah. So that's
good for Josh.
Days, that's good.
All right. He had delayed reaction to the Alleluia chorus.
Well, it takes a while to master the soundboard.
Of course it does.
All right, Lynn.
So welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Sharing those videos online. I can't wait to see them.
Right, more to come.
All righty.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
And I haven't seen what you put up yet, so when I get home tonight, I'll take a look. I'm anxious to see them. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Most importantly, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. That is important.
Hallelujah. All right. Just got a couple of comments about last week. I'm not going to do your second string justice here, but I can't remember who was running the soundboard. But I tell you what, it was hilarious.
It was Josh.
The delay on the sound effects made the stuff even funnier than it is.
No, that actually can be funnier than doing it right.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are back. I listen every day.
Maybe next year, really
enjoy you guys being back.
Maybe next year you can go with us.
I tell you what, that would be great.
I'm telling you, let me tell you something. It was such a tremendous bunch of people, and it's almost starting to become like a class reunion or something.
Or family reunion.
But the people who are new, within an hour, it's like they know everybody. It's just a good group. I hope you can join us next year.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
All right, Rob.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye. I know who this is because I don't know anybody else named Lyndia, and Lyndia was with us all week. Hello, Lyndia.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I am doing great now that you called. And by the way, Lyndia, who it was my own private contest,
what?
Won combination best rack and most beautiful eyes contest.
Wow. Nice. What? When did that contest go down? I missed that one.
It was private. It was just me. I was the only voter.
Oh.
And she wins, and she would have if other people had voted. So, Lyndia, good week.
Thank you. Yes, it was a wonderful week. The weather was gorgeous.
Yep.
The people were fabulous.
Yep.
The resort was incredible. The beach was wow.
Yeah, it's the best.
Fabulous.
Well, for anybody planning a trip to the Dominican, the only thing I can tell you is my wife was a travel agent for 16 years. She has seen about every beach there is to be seen, and I'm a big fan of the Gulf, Panama City, Destin, and that's a beautiful beach and beautiful white sand, but she says this is the most beautiful beach she's ever seen.
It was definitely.
It was a good
definitely.
Trip. It was a good trip.
It was a fabulous trip, and wherever we're going next year, count us in.
How many was this for you?
Three.
Yeah, good for
you.
Yeah,
we had been to the Dominican the last time, and then Mexico last year, and then the Dominican again. Yeah.
All right, Lyndia, look forward to next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's a babe. Yeah. She's the one that had the T-shirt on, the Elvis T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That looked especially good on her.
Elvis's eyes were bugging out.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Not a lot.
I would have said that.
Yeah, I would have. Hello, Muhammad.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're
welcome
great.
Back.
Thank you.
And actually, I called the guys on Monday, Josh and Tim and Bill, mm-hmm. and I told them you guys are funny, and you remind me with the Bermuda Triangle, because they keep passing the word around between those three of them. And I told Josh he has the potential to fill Frank one day, but then by the end of the week, Friday, I called him back. I say, you guys are sucks. I changed my mind. I'm just kidding. He did a very good job, and he told me, you can tell our bosses. I say, I will do, but I don't know Josh's boss. I don't listen to him. Only I listen to Frank and Afterglow.
Listen to Muhammad. Listen to this guy.
Thank you. My other request for you guys, I would love to come with you, but here's the problem. You're going to have somebody's name is Muhammad, and that's going to be give you a trouble over the airport. So.
No, hang on a second. No, I want to be serious for a minute. Can you not fly? Surely you're joking.
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, you well, maybe next year we'll have, like, 500 people.
Yeah, with our group, you'll have others getting strange looks at the airport, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll
because
be
when you...
be great.
Muhammad,
and,
welcome
back, guys.
Yeah, Muhammad, when you travel with Dan, the good news is... nobody will look more weird or suspect than Dan.
You become invisible.
Yeah,
that's
he
right.
takes all
you know what,
the attention
say
away.
His name is Dan and his nickname is Muhammad.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
there
where
you go.
Would be arrested instead of me. We're just kidding.
All right. Thank you, Muhammad.
Take it easy, guys.
Right. Look at these phone lines. We got the 10 million calls coming here. Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Tim and Bill did a great job last week, and Josh. Josh was all right, but... he got into discussions about male genitalia again a couple times.
Well, I don't care for that.
Oh, man.
I don't
Josh
care
again?
For that.
He's
Josh
a repeat offender now.
We don't go for that.
Again, and once he had Don drug into the conversation. So
what?
For those who don't know, this is the guy who, when he was talking about electronic textbooks, said, well, how am I supposed to draw male genitalia? Oh. Which, we found odd. Oh. And now here Jeff tells us he brought the subject up.
Wow.
Again. And you just don't know people.
No.
And to bring Dawn, little pure Dawn Meadows Dixon into it, that's wrong. That's just wrong. We'll talk to him, Jeff.
All right. Straighten him out.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
See, we should have known, I guess. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And first-time caller, but I just wanted to tell you, my husband and I just got back from the Dominican Republic 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was just an absolutely beautiful country.
Yeah, where did you stay?
At the Hard Rock.
Okay, yeah, we were there. We took a little trip in there for a couple of hours. Would you agree the beach is just endless perfection?
Oh. It is just absolutely gorgeous, and it was breezy all the time.
No, and I'm glad you said that, because the one thing I noticed every single day, all day, was not an uncomfortable, heavy wind, but just the perfect breeze.
That's right.
Every day. It was terrific. Well, I wish you could have been with us maybe next year. We're not going to go there next year, but wherever we go, maybe you can go with us.
Okay, great.
Thanks, hi, Chris.
Frank.
Thank you.
Bye.
And see, here's the other thing I would say to people. Before you plan your next year's winter vacation, hold off. Let's find out where we're going to go, and you go with us. I don't know who you're going to be going with anyway. You will not go with... The other interesting thing is... and I know that I cut myself off in the middle of sentences, but the group that we have is people from, they're in their 40s to their 70s. So you have 40, 50, 60, four decades in age range. We have wealthy people, and we have people that I know either saved all year for this trip or charged it or borrowed the money to go. And you'd never know who's who. Would you agree?
Sure, yeah.
Everybody gets along. They play cards together. They sit around the pool together. They sit at the bar together. We go to the meals together. Everybody becomes equal. And nobody really cares if somebody's a truck driver and somebody else owns a business. Nobody cares because they're all AM and the PM. It's, of all the years that I've done this and have had to go somewhere with listeners, this is the most comfortable bunch of people that you could be around. We'll take another call, then we'll take a break. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Good afternoon, Dan. Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm glad to see everybody back. But, yeah, Bill did a good job. Everybody did a good job while we were gone. I'm happy with it. Also, I've been sitting back here fantasizing what Tina made it look like out there on the beach. Can you fulfill my fantasy and just let me know so I can sit back and listen to what you got to say?
Sure. Sit back and listen. Thank you, Dan. Well, here's what I would say.
I only go topless.
She refuses to go anywhere where they won't allow topless sunbathing.
I mean, we have to force her when we go sit down in a meal.
Tina, we're going to dinner. Put something
right.
on.
Come on. Get
cover
that on.
Your breasts. So I hope that answers his question.
Yeah.
And as far as a lookalike, Heidi Klum, is that what you say?
Oh, sure.
They're real and they're spectacular.
And they really are real. and they really are spectacular. And I hope you don't mind if
thank
we say
you.
That. Well, no, you should
I
be
know,
proud.
That's a good compliment.
There are women who pay doctors a lot of money to have what you what you have naturally. One more, then I'll take a break because I like taking calls. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Frank. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Listen, I caught your show here just a little bit late. We're leaving a week from Thursday. We got a group of 10 couples going, and I was going to call for the do's and the don'ts, but I've kind of heard all do's and no don'ts, so we're kind of excited.
Well, where are you going?
We're staying in Secrets.
Oh, we passed by Secrets.
That's supposed to be a really, really nice
when
resort.
When we took a couple of trips into town. You know what? As far as do's and don'ts, I don't know what to say, except like anywhere else in Mexico, they will tell you don't drink the tap water in your room, and they'll tell you that. Outside of that, all the ice is from filtered water. Endless bottles of water. You can ask for 1,000 bottles of water, and they'll give them to you. And beyond, are you at an all-inclusive resort?
Yeah, it's all inclusive. We've been 10 years in a row to Mexico. We actually tried to hook up with you guys this year, and we waited too long. We had too many couples. So, this is our first year to Punta Cana. None of us have been, so
if any of the people are beach people, you can walk and walk and walk endlessly and never run out of pristine, perfect, beautiful white sand beach. It's a
perfect, man. That's what I wanted to hear. I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are back.
Have $10 when you get to the airport to get into the country because they'll give you.
Yeah, that's the only other money you need. When you get to the airport, they take $10 from you
per person
just to get in.
And
just
that's
to get
it. In. That's
all right,
it.
Dan, I'll be down there to get it. Just leave it at the desk.
You're gonna have a great time, Ron.
All right
thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, maybe next year they can all go with us. Wherever we go. We don't care where we go. That's the other thing. Anymore, I don't really care where we go. If you have a decent beach and the food's decent and the wait staff is just decent, it's not really even about that. It's about the people you go with. No, I don't care where we go next year. Whatever Julie comes up with, okay, we'll just try something new.
I had one little don't.
Okay.
And it's not a big don't. It's just a recommendation.
Okay.
For the weddings, if you're planning a wedding down there on the beach, for the women, don't bother styling your hair.
Because on the
don't
beach.
Don't curl it. No way it's going to stay.
So that's what Angela said, a problem.
She would
spend,
breeze.
Before she'd go to dinner, she'd spend a half hour doing her hair, and then the minute you go out there, the wind, it's
a little bit of humidity or something. It didn't seem hot.
But
sticky,
the breeze is a blessing.
Moisture.
Because we never got hot.
No.
Nobody ever said, whoo, hot. Good point. If you can wear your hair back, wear it back. Shave your head, ladies, if you want to, or just don't worry about it, because that's a great point. Spending a lot of time on a fancy hairdo, don't do that. I know that this morning my mother-in-law had a dental appointment at Ballast Dental Care. She came back, and once again, with rave reviews, they take really good care of her there. But then they take really good care of everybody who goes to Ballast Dental Care. If you know, that Vicky Weiner who was on our trip, maybe I could work a deal where for print ads for Ballast, they just get a shot of her smile, you know, because she could qualify. She got beautiful teeth. Not everybody has beautiful teeth, and sometimes it's their own fault. Look, I don't have perfectly straight teeth. I see people whose teeth are so perfectly straight that it looks like they had them filed off. I got a couple of those sharp, like raw meat-eating teeth, like a lot of people. What do they call those?
Incisors.
Incisors. Mm-hmm. But it's more about health of your gums, because that will a lot of times determine whether or not you're able to keep your teeth. If you don't have a dentist, the one thing I cannot stress enough to you is that you have no reason to be embarrassed. You are not the only person who doesn't go to a dentist. There are a lot of people who don't, and it's usually because of fear, of pain, and a bad experience. They've seen your kind before. Don't keep putting it off. You need sedation dentistry, they'll take care of that. You don't, they'll take care of you. In about 2 or 3 minutes, your reaction to Ballast Dental Care is going to be, why in the world did I wait so long to come to this place? They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, Tina, you know, I do have to tell you, we had a blast last week, and Josh kept us in stitches till about Thursday is when he finally started getting a little closer to the sound effects. We even had Mike Evans doing that anyway when he would come in and say it. So it was kind of good.
That doesn't sound that funny to me.
No.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything that sounds that entertaining. You guys think that sounds funny?
No, I guess you had to hear it.
Or
you had to be there or something.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't here to hear that crap.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was. Josh did a pretty good job.
Hey,
it
you heard the funny. Calls. No complaints.
Yeah.
No, people apparently liked what you did. Just don't ever get too good at it, okay?
No, but it got to the end of the week, we were comfortable.
You know, and that's the same thing on vacation. You get to, on any vacation, about the third day, you start to, okay, and then, boom, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. And we don't want you to ever do it long enough so that you become so good, people don't want us to come back. That's,
okay, keep me as a traffic guy, and that's a deal.
All right, you got it. You got it.
Hey, they're still working with this accident. It's on northbound Lindbergh, just a little bit north of Lime Ferry. In fact, it's at Cordis Drive that's got the left lane block. So you've got a bit of a backup towards Lime. Westbound 44 now running slow between Soccer Park and Bowles Avenue. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and you're getting slow now on southbound 270, a little south of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Phillips, use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It helps clean and protect critical engine parts so you can go a little farther between Phillips. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
We got a busy morning quickie coming up, and you can be a part of it as always. Of course, Pat O'Brien will be on. A little Super Bowl prep and some Super Bowl memories from old Pat. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint on his new book says the only hope for America is a Republican sweep of the House, the Senate, and the White House, too. And Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Got a pen?
I can get one.
You'll need it to write down the phone number for Mama's on the Hill, 314-776-3100.
Gotta find a pen first.
Here's why you'll need to write down that phone number for Mama's on the Hill. If you're having a small wedding, rehearsal dinner, bridal shower, baby dinner, retirement shower.
Don't you mean baby shower and retirement dinner?
Mama's is perfect for catering your next event. So call 314-776-3100.
I'm still looking for a pen.
Mama's is hosting culinary classes for the next 3 months on Saturdays. To learn to cook like Mama, call 314-776-3100. 100 to find out more.
There's got to be a pen around here somewhere.
Mama's on the Hill is also hosting their first wine dinner on the 27th with some mouth-watering yummies to kick off the year with a bang. Call Mama's at 314-776-3100 to book your reservation to any of the events.
Couldn't I just go to Mama's website?
Mamasonthehill.com? Sure. Check out Mama's on Facebook, click like, and when it reaches 5,000 likes, everyone will get a free appetizer of their choice. Just mention you liked Mama's on the Hill at Edwards and Elizabeth.
Oh, I found a crayon.
Too late. Commercial's over.
Darn.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
What's in your drawers? An old iPod Touch can be worth up to $180 when you sell it to GameStop. Go to GameStop.com/iTrades for details.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
For one call. That'll be Chris. Chris, I've got a minute and a half. It's yours. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Two things, Frank, and I know you missed both of them. One was Jerry Clinton's funeral.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry I missed that.
I know you did. I was thinking about you all the time when they were going on with that. The other thing is the parade they had Saturday for the veterans.
Yeah, let me tell you something. A round of applause for the city of St. Louis, Missouri, because even in the Dominican, it made the national, international news that St. Louis was the one that stepped up and honored the returning veteran. We saw that even down there. You bet.
I think it was two guys that did all that.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I marched in that, and I was really, really impressed with what happened there.
Good for you.
When I came back, I was in Vietnam Air Vet, and when we came back, it was nothing. I mean, people were spitting on us.
I know.
So
it was terrible.
I was really impressed with not just St. Louis, but the way that went down. It was really emotional and touching.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the pictures, and in fact, I brought one in with me today. There was a picture in, I think, Sunday's paper that may be one of the most powerful pictures I ever saw of a woman consoling a guy who's looking at a picture of his son on the memorial wall. It is the saddest picture I ever saw. I'm glad you mentioned that, Chris. We're out of time, but thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was, 100,000 people? At that parade. We're going to take a break. We come back after the news. We have Jose Hernandez in here. And boy, thank goodness, Jose, you don't live in the Dominican Republic, because they're about 10 years behind in speed of internet access and phone service and everything else. First Community Credit Union. If you listened to the yard sale Saturday, or you decide to listen this Saturday, you will notice there's only one sponsor, one exclusive sponsor, and that is First Community Credit Union. And we thank him for that. We also thank him for giving all of us in this room a great place to bank. Tina, Dan, Peon, myself, Paul Warner, who hosts the show. We are all customers. We do all our banking at First Community Credit Union. If you want to never worry about whether or not you're getting competitive rates on the money you're borrowing or the money you're saving, if you want to know that every day you're banking at a place where they make a point to be competitive, then you should be banking at First Community Credit Union. And then here's the other thing. All these places have savings and checking, and you can pick out pink checks or blue checks, and you can get something notarized. They all have that. It's about the service and the way you're treated when you go in there. Just different, better, we think. I think you will, too. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. Get ready to call and have questions for Jose Hernandez.